Israeli forces intensified military operations in the Jenin refugee camp in the occupied West Bank, demolishing 23 buildings that the military says were used by militants. Israeli officials report the structures contained weapons, explosives labs, and observation posts. Footage from the area shows large explosions and thick smoke rising over the densely populated camp. The United Nations reports that nearly all of Jenin's 20,000 residents have been displaced over the past 2 months due to the ongoing violence. Casualties reported as fighting continues. Palestinian officials say at least 25 people have been killed since the operation began on January 21st, including 9 members of armed groups, a 73-year-old man, and a 2-year-old girl. The Israeli military claims it has killed more than 35 militants and detained over 100 individuals. Israeli airstrikes also targeted the nearby city of Kabatia, striking what officials described as a terrorist cell preparing an attack. The strike reportedly caused secondary explosions, indicating explosives were inside the targeted vehicle. Military operations expand beyond Jenin. The Israeli military has expanded its operations beyond Jenin, with security forces now moving into other West Bank cities, including Tulkarem and Tamun. Officials say the military has seized dozens of weapons and neutralized hundreds of explosive devices in the region. The Palestinian Authority is calling for an emergency United Nations Security Council meeting and has urged the United States to intervene. Hamas, which governs Gaza, has called for increased resistance against Israel following the latest demolitions. No timeline for withdrawal, Israeli officials say. Security forces will remain in the area until all objectives are met, but have not provided a timeline for the operation's end. The situation remains volatile as both sides continue to accuse each other of escalating violence in the region.